You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is International Women's Day, which is very exciting, and this past year really seems to have been defined by women in leadership positions. Obviously, we've got Jacinda Ardern, who's been re-elected after her COVID-19 response, and of course, VP Kamala Harris in the States, among several others. So I guess the most appropriate question to start off with is, which women have stood out as inspirational to you this year?
That's a really good question because there's been so many. But apart from the two that you have actually mentioned, who I do believe have stood out amazingly well for their leadership traits and the empathy that they bring to leadership, the ones that actually have fronted our New Zealand response to COVID-19, particularly our scientists and people like Juliet Gerard as our chief scientist to the Prime Minister, and also I'd have to say Dr. Susie Wiles, who I think her clear communication and the leadership that she has shown in her area of expertise has been absolutely incredible and has helped people understand this virus at a level that I don't believe any of us would have ever thought we had the ability to understand it at.
So as the Minister for Women, what are some of your priorities going into 2021?
Going into 2021, our big focus has to be on COVID-19 and the impacts that it has on women. We know that there's been a disproportionate impact on women as opposed to men, particularly in the employment and economic field. And so we've put a whole lot of initiatives in place to deal with what's happening right here, right now for women, encouraging women into apprenticeships and trades, looking at how we can support women getting back into employment and getting into more secure employment. But also we have an opportunity to build back better. We can look at the long term and see how we can protect a woman from the same impact of any future labour market shock, and that's really important. So that's work that we're going to be looking at and progressing this year.
So I'm curious to hear about your own history. What led you to being in this position of Minister for Women? Is this a relatively recent minister position?
Yeah, so I was appointed to Minister for Women in November when the cabinet of this parliament was named. Prior to that, I had been a backbench MP, and for the last 3 years prior to the elections in October. But prior to that, I had been a school principal for 20 years, primary school principal. And I was a relatively young primary school principal. I was only 26 when I was first appointed in as a principal, and went through in leadership at a time when not many women were in leadership positions in primary schools. Even though it was a female-dominated sector, there still weren't many female principals. So I was a bit of an anomaly. So I guess I've always been out there pushing that glass ceiling and breaking above that glass ceiling. And I guess that's where my passion for women in leadership comes from, but also the young girls that I've worked with over my time. My last school that I was principal at was a Decile 1 school, so from low socioeconomic areas, and it was always really important for me that our girls had an equal opportunity, and that wasn't always the case. So creating opportunities for our young girls and women to succeed has been really important for me. So I was just so privileged and so grateful to be named as Minister for Women.
To this point, what is the most challenging aspect of this ministerial position to you?
I guess for me, it's actually having the conversations to ensure that women are at the table in every single conversation that we have as a government. It's not, I wouldn't say that that's hard, it's just that sometimes people take that for granted. And it's making certain that people never take for granted the fact that women still have work to do to get true equity and equality. So that's the biggest challenge for me, is ensuring that our voice is there the whole time, ensuring that in every single conversation, the needs and the aspirations of women are being stated and clearly defined in any policy and legislation that we're putting forward.
So I guess to look at it a bit more broadly, what are some of the defining issues that are still faced by women today?
As I've already said, probably the biggest one, or it is the biggest one at the moment, that's hitting us right in the face is the impacts of COVID-19 and the disproportionate impact that that's had on women around their employment. And we saw that directly after lockdown, we had more women who were impacted by unemployment and in insecure job situations. And so it's ensuring that our women get back into the workforce, those that are unemployed get back into the workforce, and that's what we've done through encouraging women into apprenticeship and trades, but also into secure employment. We know that over this COVID-19 journey that we've been on, that women have been right at the front of our response to that. We've had health professionals, we've had our scientists, but we've also, particularly over lockdown, many, many of our essential workforce areas were predominantly skilled and staffed by women. So it's ensuring that we are valuing them for their contribution. We also know that over particularly the lockdowns, that women were taking on the biggest share of domestic chores and childcare as well. So it's how we can acknowledge and value those women in those unpaid work that they're actually doing. And those are, I believe, the biggest issues that women are facing right here and right now.
So why is International Women's Day such an important celebration to recognise?
I think it's time to celebrate women, to acknowledge women, and to also acknowledge some of the issues that we're facing with this country at this time. It's time to take stock of what we've achieved, but what we still have to achieve. We know that we've achieved a lot. We know that we have passed equal pay legislation that will deliver record pay settlements for women, for female dominated workforce. We know about paid parental leave. We've announced free period products into schools. We've got a record number of our senior leadership in the public service is currently women, but it also lets us focus on what's ahead. We know that one of the biggest issues in this country for women is domestic violence. And so International Women's Day gives us that opportunity to focus on that and say, what now, what's next? And so I think it's a great day to celebrate being woman, but it's also a great day to say, where do we go to now?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.